Mrs. Clinton, in an address to a crowd of about 200 Democratic donors in Florida, said, quote, "It is a troubling time, isn't it? And it's a time of deep divisions. And we have to do everything we can to bring our country together." In Manhattan, Mayor Bill de Blasio called the attempted bombings an effort to terrorize. And he vowed the city's residents won't allow terrorism to change us. But Jeff Zucker, the CNN worldwide president, accused Mr. Trump of demonizing journalists. The president, and especially the White House press secretary, should understand their words matter, Mr. Zucker said. All the devices were packed in envelopes lined with bubble wrap and bearing return addresses with the name of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Florida congresswoman, who was once chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, said the FBI. The mailing labels were computer printed, and 6 first-class stamps were affixed to all of the envelopes. A fifth device sent to Mr. Obama's Attorney General, Eric H. Holder Jr., was apparently incorrectly addressed, and because Ms. Wasserman Schultz's name was on the return address, it was ultimately delivered to her district office in Florida, said the FBI. Another package, addressed to Representative Maxine Waters, a California Democrat, was intercepted at a congressional mail facility. Ms. Waters said in a statement, "In recent months, Mr. Trump and Ms. Waters have often ridiculed each other." Later, yet another package addressed to Ms. Waters was discovered at a mail facility near downtown Los Angeles, according to a law enforcement official. The discovery forced the evacuation of the facility. The device that went to CNN's offices arrived by courier, a law enforcement official said. However, it still had half a dozen first-class postage stamps on it. Investigators believe that the bomb delivered to Mr. Soros' home was dropped off in his mailbox. The device sent to Mrs. Clinton was found late Tuesday by a Secret Service employee who screens mail for her, a statement from the Secret Service said. A security guard at the Clinton Foundation's Midtown Manhattan offices said the package was addressed to Mrs. Clinton's home in Westchester County, north of New York City, not her offices. The package addressed to Mr. Obama was intercepted early Wednesday by Secret Service personnel in Washington. A law enforcement official said the devices were made with a 1-inch by 6-inch length of PVC pipe filled with suspected pyrotechnic powder and broken glass to serve as shrapnel. They had a small button battery with a digital clock as a timer and a hot bridge wire initiator, the official said.